Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Double, I know it's always a good feature for you when you get to hang out with your buddies.
Yes.
And you got to see a bunch of your old teammates.
I did.
We love when they're on Inside the Bears. So what happened?
Hunter Hillemeyer, he has an app called Overdog where fans can play players or ex-players, and we get a chance to talk trash to them.
That's awesome.
That's right up my alley.
Yeah.
And I also got a chance to check on Jason McKee, Alex Brown, and Adrian Peterson. They own and operate a gym called All Pro Sports Performance.
Nice. Very awesome. Cool. Let's check it out. You hanging out with your old teammates.
Double A is about to pull his Overdog app out on his phone. He's going to challenge some fans and then in all likelihood get his head beat in and some Madden by whatever fan gets to play him. Overdog, and in its very early days, was exclusively about connecting athletes and fans to go play video games. The trouble with that is that there's only so many pro athletes in the world, and we want all fans on the app to have a great experience. And so in addition to that, our focus now is about taking everything we know about people, the teams they like, the athletes they root for, their favorite movies, music, any other form of entertainment, and using all that to help them find the best possible opponent for whatever game they're about to go play. So we're basically a matchmaking app for gamers.
Ted Winston, you scared of me. You a Patriot fan? You from Beantown?
Yeah.
Okay. In your face, Ted Winston! Get off me, child's play!
One of the things people complain about most with online gaming is kind of the troll factor, where you get linked up with an opponent and it's a 12-year-old kid in their mom's basement that's shouting racial epithets. And even just being able to kind of cut those people out of the equation, we think is going to make a much better, safer gaming environment for everybody.
I just owned you, man. Over. Get out of here, man.
I was a huge gamer as a kid. Life kind of catches up with you and you get busy. And it's funny, actually, that running a video game startup in Overdog has actually cost me time to play video games.
Had enough playing these video games. What's up, fellas?
What up, baby?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Good to see y'all again, man.
Finish. Good job.
So, first question. What made y'all want to decide to come up with All Pro Performance?
All Pro Performance is trying to help kids get in better shape, better conditioning.
We want to help kids achieve their dreams. You know, we had an opportunity to play football at the highest level. We want to help kids, you know, achieve their pinnacle, whether it's they're playing lacrosse, field hockey, whether it's football, baseball. We want to help them achieve their dreams, whether it's just going to college, whether it's going up to professional. That's what we're here for, is to help those guys get to where they want to be.
So what's the age ranges?
Yeah, I think our youngest kid is actually 5.
Yeah. Five.
We have a 5-year-old, yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
It's tough.
So I got no excuse then, huh?
No, zero. Yeah. Zero.
Do it, you grab and bacon.
Are you ready?
Yes. Bacon.
You guys do stuff for ladies too now, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a 5 o'clock deal that y'all do. 5 o'clock in the morning. What is it called? Like
it's the get
sexy
it, the
singles
get it,
or something?
The Get It Girl Boot Camp.
Get It Girl,
get it girl
Boot Camp.
Get it girl
because they come here, they get it in the gym, you know, get what they need here in the gym, then they go to work. So that's what we do. We got about 12 ladies that do that, and it's real intense. You know, they push each other. So it's a great class for you ladies out there. And like we say, all pro, no excuses, just results.
The king of the weight room. Roberto was good.
Garza was good on squat. But see, T. Jones was good on the bicep. A lot of guys I've never seen in that weight room.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to put nobody out there. But it was a lot of guys I didn't see. D. Lyman, too. I can name one that I've never seen in the weight room.
Were they there long? They weren't
yes.
there. They were there a long time?
Partner in crime. I've never seen him in the weight room.
Oh, but
I
see.
I seen him complain about
but
the weight room.
But he was, yeah. You know what? Wale wasn't. He went in the weight room a lot.
I didn't say your name.
I said your name.
Oh,
I said it. You went in the weight room a lot.
Dang, is he talking about me?
But I tell you what, Wale was strong like that old man. He didn't wake up and he's just strong. Like, I think he was that type of strength.
His fingers are strong.
And he would go in there. And me, I like to pride myself as being one of those guys that, not all the time, but I would go in the weight room sometimes. I'd go in there. And Wale would always kill me. I couldn't catch him, but
he would have walked through the weight room.
If he ever stopped, he would always beat me at bench.
Now, this is what I remember you for. The pregame dance.
You gotta
give us the all-pro sports performance pregame dance. That was a ritual.
Can we get everybody around and do the dance?
Just like old time.
Yeah. Just like old time.
Let's do that.
It's always good hanging out with your old teammates, isn't it?
It is, and it's fascinating to see those guys step outside of football and see what they're doing now. But they can't say that they're TV hosts like your boy.
This is true. But I would say after what Brian Urlacher said, didn't he say you're better at football than TV hosting? Didn't he write that in the book that he gave you?
I don't recall that. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, no problem. I just thought I'd touch on that. But let's wrap this up. Okay, fine. We'll wrap it up.